individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. With that, I have the ever-traveling Craig Compo in the studio with me.
Am I on air? Hang on. Hello, hello.
There you go. Craig, you're using the wrong mic.
Oh, which one?
I got it fixed.
I'm on that mic
you
too.
Bonehead.
This is where I usually sit.
You know, that's why you're my warm up band on Saturdays. How you doing?
I'm good. It's political season. I've been traveling. I always stay in kind of on. You know, there's not 15% of the people that kind of really follow politics.
And you're one of those.
Well, yeah, so are you. I mean, obviously. But there's 85% of the people. This is why I get calls. I've probably had 7 or 8 texts in the last 24 hours asking me, hey,
who do you vote for?
Yeah, who do you vote for?
I get that, too.
Yeah, so I do a sample ballot, and I'll send it out, whatever.
I always tell who I'm voting for.
Yeah, and you know what you should do? For the listeners of this show are pretty much, a lot of them, conservative, mm-hmm. fiscally conservative and socially conservative. It's a good idea to let your friends know that aren't politically involved who you're voting for. Because if you get along with them and you have similar beliefs and business theory and all that stuff, I think it's really smart to share that. Out of all the hundreds and hundreds I've ever sent out, you know, I'll send out, hey, here's who I'm voting for. I had one, it was a tenant of mine. I had one person that basically asked me to... he goes, I don't really care who you're voting for. I said, okay.
Yeah.
but that's out of hundreds. So
Fairbanks, this is Craig Compo. We're back on the air for a few minutes or we weren't.
We lost.
It's a purple padded room in the North Korean equipment. And it does what it does. So it's David and Craig. It's thank you for being the warm up band on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
The 12:30 show.
Yep, right before Foodies.
Yeah. But it's tomorrow. Everyone sort of gets to finish off this 1 year of hopefully ranked choice voting for last time. That's not till November.
Have you seen any polling on that? I sure hope that goes down. I mean
it's going into the day of the vote. When the day of the vote, the last since it started, it's been behind. It's been the early voting that gets it barely staying involved.
Yeah.
And I think the animosities and the hatred towards it, everyone, we've been operating this way, and everyone's just saying, enough.
But that vote isn't in that
till
vote.
November.
Right. So another issue of a confusion, people, like I'm voting no on one, right?
Yeah.
So I think everybody's been trained to yes, 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 and they're going to go and see this ballot initiative.
But no on one is tomorrow.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. The confusion that ranked choice voting causes extends over into, wait a minute, we got another, I thought this was.
And number one is the amount of personal contributions you can make. Right now, it is unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And what they want to do is make it limited so you can still have all the dark money.
Yeah.
So they're trying to, and to me, that is against my right to fully endorse in any way I want the candidate I want.
Yeah.
You are limiting my contribution.
Yeah, but allowing dark
money. And ranked choice voting, the big lie was it's going to stop dark money. No.
Yeah.
It made it pile in.
You know, it's just the strategy they're using. It's not fair. And it's even like there's a big bait and hook or whatever they call this program. They've uncovered it nationally. The Dems are all going after hardcore the elderly.
Yeah.
pressure campaigns.
Hey, scare.
Yeah, just send us 100. We'll match it 12 times. And they're targeting the elderly, which is, think about that. Is that an honest thing to do? You know, you got a lot of people that, you know, starting to get a little bit of...
They don't care about honesty.
I know. I tell you a story. This is, to me, there's two things that I just absolutely can't stand even the thought of. One of them is men and women's sports. I mean, that's just so obvious. It's so stupid what we're doing here. But the other
only one, the WNBA.
The other one, and I think there should almost be capital punishment for this, is taking advantage of the elderly. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was in the Pioneer Home. We had to take her phone and credit card away. This is 20 years ago or whatever, because, you know, she was getting these calls and buying stuff online, whatever. But before she did, I went over to visit her one day, and the room was filled with cardboard boxes, big ones. I mean, like the size of this room, there was probably 15 or 20 of these boxes. And I said, Grandma, what are these? She goes, I don't know. And I opened them up, and there was $900 worth of Just Say No to Drugs Frisbees.
God.
So here's what I did. I got the address. I called the company, Scott, to speak to the... It was hard to get a hold of them. They don't want to answer the phone. And I told them I was... And I looked it up. It was out of Las Vegas. So I told them I was the Assistant Attorney General in...
State of Alaska.
No. In Nevada.
Vegas. Okay.
And I said, hey, my brother-in-law is in Alaska, and you guys sent up the grandmother, you know, this $900. He goes, you got 24 hours to refund that credit card. Tell us what you want to do with the Frisbees. Destroy them, send them back, whatever. I kept one Frisbee as a memento. Send the rest back. Yeah, they were like, okay, yes, sir, you know. So.
You know, it's another thing about this election is, God, how many polls, how many phone calls do you get?
It is. Oh. And just the text messages on your phone, you can't stop these things. If anybody's figured out how to completely stop them, let me know. You know, I've tried different things, and you just can't do it. And the peltola money on the radio and TV is just insane. And, you know, for those people that don't follow it really close, you got to know most of that is BS. It is, you know, they're going after what I think is a good guy. I really like Dan Sullivan. Dan S. Sullivan, not J as in jerk. But
yeah,
Dan
the
S.
incumbent,
Sullivan.
The Republican incumbent.
Hey, speak.
And what I want everyone to be aware of is when you vote, be knowledgeable, because they're right next to each other.
Yeah.
I saw that. I go, wow.
Yeah.
So don't go Daniel J.
No. Vote for the one that says incumbent.
If that says senator. If that's who you want to vote for.
Yeah, right.
Be vigilant in finding that name.
Yeah.
Daniel S. Sullivan.
Yep.
Incumbent Republican.
Yeah. You know, there's so many on there. You've got to look. Don't just race in and find the first name you see.
So what happened to Mary's campaign staff?
I just heard this, you know. Her chief advisor, who's been with her, started the whole, got credit for the 2022, election, and then the Fish family and all that. I mean, they were like best friends, and all of a sudden, big split. And apparently, there's some other upper advisors in that campaign that also, there's a big shakeup, which is not good on the last week of a campaign.
Or before the primary.
But I've got a question for you, Dave. Listen to this. Okay, so we had Dan J. Sullivan, Decoy Dan, on there, right?
Daniel J. Sullivan, Jr.
Yes. Okay, so we have him on there. But has anybody had a phone call?
No.
Have you had a flyer from him?
Haven't seen a radio ad, haven't seen any advertisement.
Yeah. He insisted, I'm serious about this. I'm getting into it, not for any other reason, but yet never, ever reached out with flyers or anything else. This is kind of transparent, tells you what was going on there between the...
I just got a real interesting text.
Oh, yeah?
From a Fairbankson. And he said, quote, as an elder, I felt pressured when I walked into Compos.
Is that Al?
That's Al.
He's not elder.
he's pretending to be elder.
Yeah. But you didn't get Just Say No to Drugs Frisbees, Al. You got quality merchandise there.
But you're right. We've never seen a single ad.
No. So that tells you right there that's in
fraudulent
cahoots.
Yeah, fraud.
My belief is that he's in cahoots with her, and it's just another, just like who's the guy that says Dan isn't conservative enough and abortion issues and all that, and they're just trying to steal a couple more points from him to try to get it, get him knocked out. And here is it. It's going to be 5-1 money he gets outspent.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3-1 with Begich.
It was 8-1.
With Begich?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was 3-1.
No, it was
anyway,
8-1.
He's going to get outspent at least 5-1, and I think Alaskans are smart enough when he's done. Hopefully, that is the end of her political career.
I'm trying to figure out what she ever did. She was in the Alaska legislature for 10 years.
Yeah.
Never did anything.
She got a $400,000 job right after she lost to Begich.
Yeah.
Consultant or whatever it was. And then, I don't know. And here's the other thing. In 2024... 40% of the votes she missed. Dan missed 4%. Okay. Dan S. Sullivan missed 4%. 10-1 ratio on missed votes. You could explain away 2-1, 3-1, 10-1.
You're getting out there, especially if you only missed 4 votes. Okay. The other person missed 8.
Yeah.
Not 40.
Yeah. But it never got anything done otherwise.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We have synchronization of the purple padded room with North Korean equipment and the microphones that Craig is using.
Yeah.
So I think we're good to go for at least a portion of the remainder of the show.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in and explore their extensive fishing department. Rods to reels, lures to lines. You'll see fresh and saltwater, as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaska-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear. Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Justin. Big news. Silvers are really close to Valdez. People are catching at Allison Point. So what does that mean for the last few weeks of the Silver Salmon Derby?
Well, it's really exciting for the last few weeks of the Silver Salmon Derby. Even the shore anglers are going to get a very large chunk of time to go out and compete catching fish from shore. People are already catching silvers from shore, and I would expect that to continue and continue to get better as the season progresses. Because the pink salmon season was so poor for commercial fishing, that is going to really boost the numbers of silver salmon that there are out there to catch, because they're not getting netted in large numbers this year.
So bad news for the Valdez Fisheries Development, who relies on the pink salmon, but great news for silver salmon anglers. And we had a few years where the silver salmon fishing was poor, but this is the closest they've been in since 5 years. This early, this close to Valdez, and then it looks like some sizable fish.
Yeah, there's been a lot of big silvers caught already, and I'm going to expect that to keep getting better. And we might see some fish bigger than we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years come in this year.
Sure, the fishing is great in Valdez, but we also have opportunities to get outside and explore. Enjoy unbelievable views on one of our many hiking trails, kayak the Sound, book a glacier tour, or learn about Valdez's rich history at one of our many museums. Stop by our visitor center on Fairbanks Drive for advice on everything Valdez. Discover more at valdezalaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 66. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 50. 59 tomorrow. Rain showers likely. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I got Craig Campo, Mr. C, in the studio here with me. He's still using the wrong microphone, but that's okay. You know, what is with you?
I don't know. I move around a lot.
I would say you test the resilience of the North Korean equipment.
Well, they do need to upgrade this stuff.
Good luck with that.
It was built before Nixon was in office.
Wilson. President Wilson, yes, World War One. Yeah. Anyway, let's look at the governor's races.
Okay.
What are you thinking about it?
Too many.
Only 17.
And there's three or four that I could get behind. And it's a tough call, but there's most of them. Even there's some good ones out there that I just don't think they've got the traction, and they probably should have got out earlier, but you know, it's their right, and it's a system, and I think it's good, but there are some that I couldn't, you know, I kind of looked at most of them, not all of them, some of them I just
names. I want names.
No, I know you do. No, I mean, I like Bronson, I like Crum, I like Click, I like Shelley Hughes, but I got to tell you something. I had dinner with somebody you know very close who's up to I won't say who it is, who this person is, but I asked them, and they follow this stuff very close, and I asked them, who do you think's going to make the final four? Mm-hmm. No order, right? Mm-hmm. Same question you ask. And I was shocked at two of them. Okay, I think he had Wilson, he had Bronson, he had JKT and Bill Walker. Hmm. And I thought, wow. I said, I don't think the last two are going to make the list.
Well, Craig,
I thought Crum and Bishop are going to probably be real close to four and five. I don't know. I could be
wrong. I'm going to ask you your final ones here, one through four. Who's your number one?
My number one is Begich. Oh, Begich. I'm sorry. It was Begich who the other fella told me about.
Number two?
You're just asking me, not in any certain order, right?
No, who's number one, two, three, and four order of placement of finish. Not who you think's going to win.
Oh.
Excuse me. Not who you want to win or who you're voting for.
Oh, who I think's going to. Okay.
Who's going to win? One, two, three, and four.
Okay. So I had Begich. Begich, yep. Number one. I had Bronson number two. I had Wilson number three. And I had. I have number four. I had number four. I had Crum.
Crum or...
Or Bishop, but I think it's...
Crum, Bishop, or Walker.
No, not Walker. I don't think Walker makes it.
So is it Crum or Bishop?
I'd take Crum. I just flip a coin there. So I like Click, though.
I'm going to finally do mine.
Okay.
Finally.
Who do you got?
I got...
For pizza.
Right? For pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Begich, Wilson, JKT.
Oh, I can't believe that.
For Bronson.
Wow. Yeah, you know, just because of the money?
My thought is, okay, you have two Democrats running and 15 Republicans running. So the Democrats are going to get 20% of the vote. If they don't get more than 30% of the vote, they're not winning the governor's race.
Yeah,
they combine. If they don't take more than 30%, they're dead men walking.
Yeah.
So my thought is two of those, because there's only two of them, are going to be in the final four. And then who are the other two going to be? So my thought is Wilson. She's been strong from the beginning. And Bronson. He has a high negative ethic, aspect from Anchorage. But the longer he's away, the smarter and better he looks. And he's a Republican who's ran before.
Yeah.
So those are my four.
And I like his I like his financial stuff. I know a lot of people don't. And there's been some controversy about some hiring issues and stuff like that down there. But I don't.
I'm already getting booed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already getting booed. No pizza for me. If you want to bet, I'm bringing down the credit card for the pizza from KFAR.
Nice. As long as it doesn't bounce, you'll be fine.
That's Perry Wally.
So what about what do you think is going to happen on the on Prop 1? Or
I think Prop 1 will be voted down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hoping so there.
Now it's going to be interesting the day after. Maybe actually the week after the election. Will Begich and JKT form the Super PAC team?
Hmm. Yeah, good question. Well, here's another.
Jill Hlinka, you know, she's nothing of consequence or anything. She's not raising any money.
Yeah.
Why they have her on there, I do not know. Pretty face, okay. She's never done anything. So if Begich wins, I'd be looking at JKT saying, hey, why don't you be lieutenant governor?
Yeah. Yeah, they could do that. The other thing, wrench to throw into this thing, and this was, again, mentioned by this person I won't mention that you know very well, is that it might be a good thing for the Republican candidate if Walker makes the final four.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will get in there and be able to, you know, pull some votes. I don't know. The theory was it might be a good thing for whoever, depending on who finishes in those four, but it might be a good thing for the Republican ticket. I don't, you know, Begich is obviously going to get a lot of votes because he's the big D, right?
But he's never done anything.
It doesn't matter.
His last name.
Doesn't
Thank
matter.
Thank you, Dad,
yeah.
Brother,
yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah.
I'm now relevant because of you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to have lots of concerts at City Hall.
As opposed to you get a guy like Nick Begich who... pretty much a superstar getting stuff done, whether you like him or hate him.
And he's Tom, you've never done anything.
No, it's crazy. So, I don't know.
And JKT, you never got anything done.
Well, people will vote for Begich just because he's the D.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, 40% of the state is going to vote for the D, right? Isn't that right, usually? I mean, automatically, 40%, you kind of count that as, that's what I used to hear was that
Not anymore.
No? Too many candidates?
Yeah. Well, I think... my personal thought is the Democratic Party has just really lost its way, both statewide and especially nationally.
And that's the best thing that ever happened. They are in such infighting right now. Look at AOC running the other way from
And what keeps them
here, it's woke one.
Them relevant here is ranked choice voting.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why everybody listening, it's not this election, the next election, October election, November, whatever, is voting yes on tube to repeal it. You know, it's been a confusing issue for a lot of people. And then when they get in the booth, I think 15% of them last time, after they did some polling, they realized at least 15% voted the wrong way accidentally because they didn't understand it. But anyway, just remember this, Will Stapp's message, I love it. Stop the mess, vote yes.
Yeah,
on two. True. Not tomorrow. Vote no tomorrow. Yeah, and then vote yes on two.
I know, it gets confusing, that's for sure. Hmm. So it should be, you're going to be hosting on Wednesday.
Tuesday,
that's right, tomorrow, I'm sorry.
I was here today, Dave said, get out of my seat.
The purple-padded room was having an effect on me.
I had Eric Spitzer in the parking lot, he was coming over, he's my guest tomorrow. I had told him today, so he shows up. Sorry, Captain Spitzer.
It's not
Spitzer.
Easy being around me, is it? Nor you, but when we're together, it gets pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy. Yeah. So, who are you liking for congressman? I mean, it's an easy one.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but Bill Hill.
I haven't even paid attention to who's running against Begich because I know who I'm voting for. I really like Nick Begich. I wasn't so sure initially when he started, but I've been to some dinners with him. I've listened to him talk. I've listened to his analysis of stuff, and he's really a sharp guy.
You know, I think it was like 2010, 2012 I met him. And we met at the Alaska Republican Convention, and he was on the fundraising committee. And here, you know, we both looked at each other, a Pruse and a Begich, and we both laughed because our dads were staunch Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
His grandfather, my dad, you know.
But can you imagine your dad and him and his dad right now?
They wouldn't be Democrats.
No, but looking at what's going on with the Democratic Party, what would your dad say could play football or
when
on
Jimmy
the girls?
When Jimmy Carter got elected and did what he did to Alaska, my dad left the Democratic Party.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He became an independent.
Wow. Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Dad did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then under Reagan, I just said, okay, I got to be Republican.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. My favorite president. He's great.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break. We got some bumper music for you, the Allman Brothers Band. And then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather. And while we're having this break, me and Craig will talk super secret election stuff that only we know.
Yeah, make sure that mic's off.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The United States trying to apply more economic pressure on Iran. Energy Secretary Chris Wright on Fox says while there will be an impact on energy prices in the short term, he believes they'll begin to come down when the conflict finally ends.
We're fixing a 47-year-old problem with this government in Iran and the threat of nuclear weapons, but it does cause some disruption in the short term. Mm-hmm. But President Trump's policies have made us ready for that disruption.
AAA says the average price of gasoline in the United States is over $4 per gallon. Actress and singer Hayden Panettiere has died at the age of 36. She was known for appearing in a number of films and TV shows throughout her career, including the Scream franchise as Kirby Reed. Here she is in Scream 6.
Best Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original.
Best Friday the 13th.
Part 2.
Chapter.
The sound courtesy of Paramount Pictures. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports Alaska's primary election is barreling toward a record early vote, with ballots received by the State Division of Elections climbing to 17,314 as of Friday afternoon, fewer than 1,000 votes shy of the all-time primary high set back in 2022. The division's running tally, updated at 3:24 p.m. Friday, puts this year's early vote within striking distance of the 2022 record of 18,267, with the weekend and today still ahead before polls close. Mail-in ballots stood at 5,129. Those were received by the division as of Friday afternoon. And don't forget, tomorrow is the primary, so please get out and vote. And finally, the Alaska Zoo is looking for Alaskans willing to share leftover fish and meat with their zoo residents. Leftover fish and meat that meet the zoo's donation criteria can be donated to the zoo to help feed nearly every resident on site. For more information on donating to the Alaska Zoo, go to their website, alaskazoo.org.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
I'm Bill Walker. There are no easy answers to Alaska's financial challenges. If there were, they would have been solved years ago. That's why former Revenue Commissioner Randy Hoffbeck and I have put real solutions on the table, not talking points, not slogans, a real plan. We've proposed a stable, transparent tax system that gives Alaska a fair return for our resources, a guaranteed resource-based dividend that puts every Alaskan on the same team when our economy grows. A plan to speed permitting, get more oil in the pipeline, which is only at 25% capacity, encourage investment, create good-paying jobs, and balance the budget without a statewide sales or personal income tax. And a commitment to address the energy crisis as the emergency it is, and finally get the gas line across the finish line. None of this is easy, but leading never is. Alaska can't afford on-the-job training. We need leadership with the experience to make tough decisions and the courage to see them through. We're ready to lead on day one. Find our blueprint for a robust Alaska at walkerhoffbeck.com.
Paid for by Walker Hoffbeck for Alaska. P.O. Box 90153, Anchorage, Alaska 99509.
Hi, it's Chuck Indereaton, your host for Shooter's Corner, the show dedicated to firearms conversation and education and the shooting sports. You'll be on target for fascinating guests, expert tips, gear reviews, plus thrilling stories. Get the lowdown on local 2A events and more. You won't want to miss a single episode. Join me, Chuck Indereaton, every Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, where precision meets passion. Sponsored in part by Auto Trim Design. Listen right here on KFAR 660 AM.
It's summertime in Fairbanks. Time to take care of winter's damage, like those trees leaning dangerously towards your house or car. That's unsettling. It's time to call Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company, licensed, bonded, insured, and professional. Great Alaska Tree Company are the ones to call to get the job done and done right. And it's more affordable than you would think, and one less thing to worry about. They'll haul them away, cut them up, whatever you wish.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I found out Craig's inside man, and it was Captain America.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, interesting couple of local races going on, but I can't believe Scott Kawasaki, Maxine Dybert, and Ashley Carrick voted against a gas line.
You know, it shouldn't surprise either one of us. No. It really shouldn't, because, you know, it shows you where their priorities were. You know, I am still furious about the campaign that Scott used with the Hajdukovic tax.
Yeah.
Hajdukovic, who'd never held public office, and he knew.
Using,
He lied, and he spent all his money at the end. I mean, you can say it was strategic campaigning, but he got away with it barely, and I don't think he'll ever win another race. I'm gonna try and help make
whomever.
Sure. Yeah, and I have in the past. He, you know, he campaigns 24/7.
Doesn't do anything.
Doesn't do anything. You know, signs stuff, and he really hasn't got anything done. And I'm furious.
I'm always gonna bring this one up with those three people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to try and make an excuse, but all they did was move the goalposts. And all they did was acquiesce to three senators that did not want this happen because they did not want the governor with a win, and they shut this down because of it. You know, Ashley Carrick and Maxine Dybert voted for it originally.
Yeah.
Then they voted against it.
Yeah. No, it's terrible what happened there. I just shameless is what it was. You know, it's just absolutely shameless. I can't wrap my head around who can, no matter how bad you hate somebody, who can put that in front of 700,000 Alaskans who need it so desperately.
That we've been trying to get this for 50 years.
And the risk of brownouts and the risk of, yeah, of kids moving
they
away.
They did it. They did it.
Yeah, and they will try to say, well, it wasn't a good bill, and we should tax them more and everything. It doesn't matter. What's the option?
And guess what?
What's the option?
The taxation on the pipeline has changed 17 times since it started.
Yeah.
You can change it later.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. They wanted Tom Begich, to get the credit if he becomes governor.
Yeah.
They hate Dunleavy, who put his heart and soul into this thing, really. I mean,
he got it farther than anyone.
Did he make any mistakes? Maybe. Yeah. But he got it farther than everything lined up.
Yep.
And these guys so hated him, they wanted to run it the other way. You look at Kathy Geisel's statement about, well, you know, we don't really have time now to do this. We couldn't get all the legislators down there.
Bull.
BS. Yeah, come bull. On. Is that more important than the project? Having to change your plans to
You're
get to
there.
Juneau?
It's out of Anchorage.
They compromised. Yeah. They didn't even have a conversation on the compromise. I mean, so everybody, remember that when it's voting time. Who's up? When are they up?
Maxine Dybert and Ashley Carrick are up this time.
Yeah, yeah. It's not too late to vote on that one, right?
Yeah.
And then Kawasaki.
So vote for Amy Moore. Vote, you know, and vote for Jeff, and just,
yeah,
hey, 30, 31 and 35, get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have 33. You have Mike Prox, the incumbent. You have Barbara Haney running. I thought we got rid of that thing.
You know, when the Republicans have a safe seat and you screw it up, it's just a giveaway. You're going to give the seat away.
Yeah.
You know, and we can't afford that now.
Well,
if Leslie had been in there, if Scott hadn't pulled those shenanigans, could have made a difference down there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just, you can see the vein pop out in the side of my head when I talk about it too much. I'm really, really disappointed with our local legislators.
Yeah. You know, I like Will Stapp.
He's great.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, Frank Tomaszewski, excellent.
Yep. Mike Prox, great.
Yep. I like those three guys.
And then it falls off.
Yeah, oh, it falls off like a cliff. Kind of like the chance of getting a gas line.
Yeah. But, you know what? Barbara Haney, we went through 3 years of you. Mm. And it was a clown show.
Well, yeah, it all boils down to your chasing off a safe seat. And, you know, I've heard about Mike Prax. I haven't heard any negative. You know, maybe somebody said, well, he doesn't come out and support his fellow candidates as much as he can. I like his position on just about everything.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a pound the fist, jump up and down type of guy.
Yeah.
He's calm. You know, he's been on your radio show how many times?
Many times.
Yeah. And, you know, he's common sense. I like the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really disappointed to see that have to become I don't know if it's going to be real close or not, but it's another contentious,
yeah,
eating each other. We're eating each other.
If Barbara's elected, you know, I'd just be laughing at North Pole.
Yeah.
You know, really?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
I got to say it.
I get it. I get it. I just. You
know, I've served in public office when she's been serving at the same time, and it was not fun.
Yeah. Too contentious.
That's one word,
yeah,
amongst many descriptive adjectives that you can use.
Well, North Pole, probably, you know, the most conservative town in North America.
Well, Salcha.
Well, Delta. You know, yeah. They, you know, but it doesn't get much more conservative for a town. How many people are in North Pole?
Who cares? The town itself is 3,200.
Oh, that's okay. But
the district is 17,500.
Wait a minute. Oh, 17,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, for a town close to, or an area close to 20,000, it's probably the most conservative town in North America. And here we have two Republicans, safe seat. What's going to happen? You know, they're going to.
With a third Democrat running.
If North Pole becomes democratically
represented. Yeah, this is, yeah.
Yeah, all right. What else have we got? Who else? I can't wrap my head around that one.
Well, you got Jeff Rensel running for State House against Ashley Carrick.
Yeah.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the people in the Laundry House Gangers, some of them tried to communicate with Carrick on several issues. Tried to, you know, obviously they're in her district, Wayneheimer, mm-hmm. others, and just didn't get anywhere. You know, she got a response back initially, and, you know, a lot of word salad stuff.
But. You know, this is the thing about her. She's what I call the biggest disappointment that I can see in the interior. And the reasons are she had been down there for a long time as Adam Wohl's chief of staff.
Yeah.
Her district is the University of Alaska. She acquiesced in not being on the finance committee. She allowed herself to be removed from that by Anchorage Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore, for the first time in the history of 70 years, Fairbanks does not have a person in the majority in either the House or the Senate Finance Committee. And she could have had that.
Yeah.
And she said no. And her district is the University of Alaska that needs funding always.
Right.
And she said no. And then she doubles down. She does this House bill to remove the powers of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority. I mean, you know, it's the Industrial Bank of Alaska.
Is she being just steered as somebody?
I think so.
Yeah.
And this reading this almost made me puke. You know, for them, for ADA to do any loan over $10 million, they had to get legislative approval. Mm. The legislature only meets for 120 days a year. They don't agree on anything.
No.
So basically, I think the Greenpeace element of her backing put her up to it or wrote it for her. She's my biggest disappointment.
Yeah.
Maxine Dybert, brainless. and they put her in charge of House resources, natural resources. And she was a teacher. She should have been on education.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, with that, I've got something I have to play for you.
Oh, God, always music
with her. There's always jobs at Wendy's or hotels changing beds. There's jobs like washing dishes or bringing carts inside at Fred's. But if you want to buy a car or season tickets for Ice Dogs hockey, you might just want to grab the phone and call Scott Kawasaki.
Anyway, that's a...
Hang on. Through this winter burning diesel, it's worth the call to Lyman or a call to Kathy Kiesel, Lyman or Miss Dapper, or maybe even Ashley Carrick. This state will be like Texas, but without a single dairy. We need to make it happen. Your
voice they need to hear. 'Cause if they blow this project kiss goodbye, the last frontier.
Yeah, and we kissed it goodbye. We blew it again. Like Alvarez says, dear Lord, I promise we won't screw it up again or whatever. We did it, you know. That was his bumper stickers.
There you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Setting up camp is some of the most challenging work in hunting. Doing it right makes all the difference. Visit Frontier Outfitters. You'll be camping in style. Find the right gear, a great selection of tents, even wall tents, tent wood stoves, stoves by MSR Jetboil and Coleman, sleeping bags by Kelly, Mountain Hardware, and more. Thermarest mattresses. Transport it all with ATV accessories and trailers. Pick up everything for your comfortable, successful hunting camp from Frontier Outfitters today. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Alaskan youth are leaving. They graduate and they go. This is a failure to nurture opportunity and properly manage our resources. I'm Adam Crum. I've built businesses and led two of the biggest state agencies of health and revenue. I know what opportunity cost looks like, and we're paying dearly. I have shared my vision for Alaska with so many of you across the interior. Now, I need your vote to turn the vision into victory. Vote Adam Crum on August 18th.
Paid for by Adam Crum for Governor, P.O. Box 873-700, Wasilla 99687.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
The Hungry Robot is your 50-50 Friday offer this week. Chicken Bacon, Spicy Islander, Bogan, Buffalo Blue, Pepperoni, Supreme, J-Popper, and more. Taste their wood-fired brick oven passion for pizza. Crispy, chewy, perfect. All half price for 50-50 Friday. Across from Mattress Ranch on the Old Stees, look for the big wood-fired copper ovens. Visit thehungryrobot.com for their online menu. Pickup and delivery. The Hungry Robot, named one of Guy Fieri's top six favorite pizzerias.
So log on to kfarradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Care for your lawn and garden with outdoor power equipment by Honda, Husqvarna, Steel, and more. The Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Rain showers likely tonight. Lows of low around 50. Overcast skies. Showers likely tomorrow, high of 59. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I got Craig Compo in the studio here with me. We're talking all sorts of politics, some good, some bad.
I think the good is that Peltola's campaign is falling apart right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, her leading advisor left. There's a shakeup there. And now it comes out where she's got a white lie. Her campaign had asked for fundraising from Kamala Harris. And as soon as they came out and the Republicans exposed it, she ran away from it.
Yeah.
I like a politician that doesn't do that, that sticks with their principles. Now they're going, ooh, wait a minute.
Her principles are adaptable to whatever helps her.
She's
done everything for Alaska, according to her.
Harris lost by 13 points, worse off her boss. Biden destroyed an opportunity for 4 years, you know, in Alaska. So, you know, many opportunities. And we've been spending the last 4 years reversing those.
What got me is she shut down the Fairbanks legislative office that she had here.
Yeah.
And she opens up a campaign office and she puts a sign, free beer, in the window on Second Avenue.
It's just...
you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but anyway, her campaign is disintegrating, which I think is great.
Bound to happen.
You know, Dan, love him or hate his politics, whatever.
I love his politics.
I do too. But for those that don't, we've never had a harder working senator.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been down there twice in D.C. I was down for the Sturgeon hearings. This guy is running up the halls with little arms of books to make meetings, and then he had to get to the Sturgeon hearings. Mm-hmm. You know, he just he's all in. He's all in. You get your money's worth with this guy. Yep. You really do. And all this BS that they come out with on his fight. You know, one of them, I think it said, Dan Sullivan has doubled his investment value in 12 years. You know, that's not that great.
Craig Campo. Sullivan, you're a schmuck.
Let me give you a couple stock
tips. You're an investment schmuck.
Let me give you some tips. But you know, it's shameful.
That's averaging a 6% rate of return a year.
Yeah, you can do better. I've done better.
So our permanent fund's done better.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's the one race that bothers me probably more than any of them right now is that the amount of money, BS, and backdoor
Two most important to me, the two most important races are that race and then removing ranked choice voting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Proposition 2.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. If we can take care of those two,
then you can rebuild everything else.
We can. We can't fix it with ranked choice voting in there. We can't. So you got to vote in November.
Yes.
Not now. You got to vote yes. No tomorrow. Yes in November. And we got to do that. And they've actually they got some money from Elon.
Yeah, 1.5.
Yeah, and that's great to help it, you know. I just watched a little thing on Elon Musk.
You ready for a phone call?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Al.
Hey, this is Al. How you doing? Hey, this is Al.
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind? Hey, this is Al.
You guys were talking about Sullivan and the misrepresentation on some of those ads. And one they play a lot is that, you know, from his father's investments, that there was some money invested into foreign fish farms.
Okay.
Which is, you know, very anti-Alaskan. You know, that's what they're pushing. But most people don't realize that our permanent fund corporation invest $1.7 million in the same foreign fish farms that we all receive dividends from.
So we're all investors in fish farms.
They're getting money back.
And first of all, I'm glad you bring that up because it's not what Senator Sullivan is doing. It's what his family did.
Yeah, exactly.
Not him. Hey, it sounds good in politics. What the heck?
Yeah, but all our legislators are supporting fish farming as long as they can profit from it.
With the dividend investment. Permanent
mm-hmm. fund investment. Oh, we're capitalists. Al, thank you for the phone call, sir.
Yes, the Permanent Fund Corporation won't invest in commercial fishing in Alaska.
They have a mandate not to invest in Alaska because that way the fund can't be used for politicalization of funds, say, from a Senator Geisel or Senator Begich.
It doesn't matter. It's unprofitable.
That never stopped
the state before.
Yeah.
Remember the barley project?
What does that have to do with anything, Al? Come on. You take care, buddy. Talk to you later. Yeah, what does the profitability have to do with it? You know,
we've squandered so much money over the years.
Throwing money at stupid things.
We have a history of that, don't we?
A very, very detailed and good history.
The barley projects, there's been so many of them, I can't even keep track of anymore.
And then when we're all done with this, we finally get to look at the local races. John Ringsted, running unopposed.
Yeah.
I give him a call about every 4 days to give him crap about that.
What was that Praxis old slogan? I'm better than nobody.
Yeah. I called him up this morning and go, hey, I finally see you have a sign. I didn't see it last time.
So who else? What's the other local races? Let's see. Who else?
Oh, it's going to be a good one. You have seat E on Fairbanks City Council. And that has two people. It also has Aaron Lajewski running.
Oh, Aaron's getting back in there.
That'll be good. That'll help thwart our mayor's goofy stuff.
Yeah.
And then over...
Who's he running against, do you know?
I don't even know their names.
Yeah.
Then you have three different assembly races. You have the assembly presiding officer, Scott Crass, going against Josh Leaders.
Oh, yeah.
And Scott's racism questions, about calling Pioneers, you know, Pioneer Park is racist.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Jeez. You know, God. You know, so anytime there was a tough, you know, something, he always defaults to people are racist.
He's probably the one that wants to change the name of the Kansas City Chiefs because that's racist,
yeah.
Right?
Then you have Nick Lagunas and you have Shelley Shoup.
Who is Shelley Shoup? I don't know that one. Is she running against Nick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you have
Puppy Palace Nick.
You have what's his name? An open seat. She's not running again. Miguel Ramirez, I believe.
Okay.
And I don't know who his opponent is.
City's pretty messed up right now. But we didn't vote. We didn't get the voters out last time, right?
I mean,
the Republicans sat home, and this is what you get.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. So it should be interesting. Local and state politics. But the big one will be, for me, in the local election in October. They're looking at moving our local election to November. And I'm all in favor of that because that's going to give more people voting. Our mayor, Mindy, she's against it because she thinks it's too confusing for Alaskans. So, sorry, but this is its own ballot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's...
She doesn't want high voter turnout.
Well, I hope... I don't know. What's your prediction for the voter turnout for the primary?
15%.
I'll say 17.
Yeah.
All right. And then...
Local or statewide?
Statewide, I mean.
18%, 18%,
yeah.
Local, 15.
Local be worse, yeah. If Fairbanks could just at least match the state, we might have... Because sometimes they're so close and we lose them. You know, we lose them.
Yeah, but also Fairbanks has a very rural center. If you look at it, you know, you're done with work and you're going home, are you going to vote?
Mm-hmm.
Going to go in and about, I don't feel like voting today, yada, yada, yada. So,
buddy of mine is, Brett Huber. He is starting his own podcast called On the Air with Brett Huber. I think it starts this week or it may have just started. But he, Brett, 35-year political hack, and he helped get Mike Dunleavy elected and everything else. But he has seen so much in the political realm. He's got a lot of experience there. And he is at the point in his life, he goes, you know what? I'm going to start calling it out.
And I am.
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He goes,
Maxine Dimer, you're brainless. Ashley Carrick, you sold out. Scott Kawasaki, you've never done anything.
Okay. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Who is that?
Huh?
Oh, say hello to the governor for me.
I will, yeah. I should probably take the call. Let me take that real quick.
Yeah. Put him on the radio. Put the governor on the radio, Craig.
Hang on a second. Hey, Mike. Oh, shoot, I just missed him.
You hung up on the governor?
I did. He probably going hunting this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say, too.
Yeah.
If the governor's calling me up the day before the primary, that's what I'd say, too. Yeah, we're going to go shoot an endangered species.
I felt bad for him. I sent him a lot of these little humorous songs and videos just to have comic relief for him, and he really liked a lot of those. But the main ones he liked were them trying to get the message out that, hey, get a hold of your legislators and let them know how important this is. We can't afford to miss this window.
Yeah.
And we did it.
Thank you.
From Scott.
Ashley.
Giesel,
Maxine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stedman.
Yep.
Lyman.
Yep.
Bill Willikowski, the king of them all. The worst one.
The
worst one of them all.
Bill.
What a joke.
Yeah.
What an absolute joke.
Scott Kawasaki is his pit poodle.
Oh, terrible. I'm just so disappointed in our representation this year. Kudos to the House. You know, they got in there.
Originally.
Yeah, originally. Yeah, originally.
And then Dax, Maxine and Ashley, they followed party line. Nope, can't have a gas line. Can't give anything to the governor as a victory.
Well, bottom line, they got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
You know, they can only spin it so far when you drive down the street and you see three people in one street pouring 5 gallons of heating oil in their tank. You think they're going to vote for you?
Yeah. That's our show, Craig. So you're on tomorrow?
I'm on tomorrow with Captain Eric Spitzer.
Okay.
One of my best friends, just really great guy. And we haven't been on the air together for quite a while, so we're going to I encourage people to call in, ask him questions, see what's going on in the crime scene. He's got a lot of recent – he's just been off for 2 weeks. His dad was in town. His dad's 83.
Okay.
He's starting to have some health issues, I guess. But he's, it sounds like a great guy. I never got to meet him. But
Jen Uhas on Wednesday, okay. And then I'm back on Friday from going to Kotzebue with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Board.
I've never been to Kotzebue.
Either have I.
Oh, you haven't, huh?
Yeah,
no.
Can't wait. Fairbanks, you have a great day. I'll see you on Friday.
Stay tuned. Fox News is on the way on KFAR Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.